Sleep Cafe.
Prince Philip is dead.
Oh my god. Is that how this is starting? Okay, that's not what I was expecting. But go off, queen.
Sorry.
So anyway, if you didn't hear the news, really hate to break that to you in such a fun way. The queen's about to have her hot girl summer. Yeah. I don't know where to go from here now. I don't have any thoughts anymore after that. I thought that we were still doing test runs. And we're not. Welcome. That's your punishment. I can't believe you did that. All of our British people are gone now. They left. We disrespected them.
I'm sorry.
I know somebody's sad about it, right?
Unfortunately, he's a racist, so.
Yeah.
Also, he lived to 99. Like, that's like when it's okay to make jokes about people dying.
Not to be that person, but when they said something, he had like cardiac surgery or whatever, what, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, if a 99-year-old needs like extensive cardiac surgery, just let him go.
Just let him go.
Just let him go. Just let him die. He's 99. I mean, I'm sorry, but do we really got to keep that one going?
No, like, he looked like a mummy. Like,
yeah. Yeah, he looked pretty, what's the nice way to say it? Unwell.
Yeah.
He wasn't having the best day.
No.
So.
It wasn't a hot girl summer for him.
No. Queen Lizzie's about to get hers, though.
Yeah.
We'll see. I keep seeing TikToks about like, oh, I hear there's a new single in my area. I was like, y'all are wrong.
I saw a TikTok that was like, that showed when she was married to him because he like died. So it showed like when he died. Yeah. And someone was like, oh my God, they got a divorce.
Well.
Basically.
They are cousins, though.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room with that.
Don't marry your cousin?
I don't feel like we should have to tell people that, but...
I think everybody in the royal family is a little bit...
Related?
Sisters? Brothers?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure they are. Because I'm pretty sure that William and Kate are somehow cousins, too. I don't think it's as closely, like, related, but something like that.
That's why we stand Megan.
Yeah, they're not related at all, to my knowledge. Yeah. People are really triggered because Harry's coming back for the funeral, but she's not. But, like, guys, she's pregnant.
You guys also realize that Harry was...
a doctor.
Harry was also like, yeah, they're trying to straight up do what they did to my mother, to her.
For real.
And so if she come back, they would get her as soon as she came back.
She's in witness protection now.
She is.
That's what's happening. Whose
house did she go to? Tyler Perry?
Tyler Perry's. I think it's got the circumstances got to be pretty.
Tyler Perry, witness protection program. New movie dropping this summer.
Well, he's done a version of that. He was there for that. He was there. It wasn't him, but he was there. I mean, it was him, but it wasn't. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Throwback.
Throwback.
To the Madea witness protection movie. If you've seen it. A classic.
It's really the movie that describes America.
Well, all Madea movies are they not?
True.
Yeah.
Marissa and I went and saw Unholy last weekend.
We did.
For Easter.
Yeah.
It was good. I mean, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. It wasn't, like, super scary, if anyone's wondering.
The ghost looked like the sunshine Teletubby.
Yes, it kept cutting to, like, her being in the sky or whatever. Like, so here's the gist of this movie, if you haven't heard of it. So there's this girl in the church, and she don't be hearing, okay? And one day, she just be hearing, and she starts talking, and everybody in the church is like, but she's mute. And she starts saying that, like, Mary, a.k.a. Jesus's mom, shout out. is talking to her. And that's how she's able to communicate. And so everyone in the church is like, oh, sick. Yeah, like, it's definitely Mary because there's no other explanation.
Yeah.
Definitely not evil at play at all.
Definitely not.
Yeah. There were other things that happened beforehand that were definitely leading up to be like, oh, no, it's a demon. It's definitely not Mary. But I don't want to spoil it for you guys. What happens? There's a precipitating event.
Yeah. You could basically, like, predict it without even watching the movie.
Yeah. It happens within the first few minutes. Yeah. White man ruins. Yeah. Uh-huh. White man brings apart curse to town.
Like, as they always do.
Yeah. But anyway, she be talking now. She be speaking the prophecies. And then at some point realizes, like, oh, she's here for evil and not good, because she starts killing people. And yeah, and there's parts in the movie that are very how would we say, I don't know if problematic is the right word, but it's definitely
distasteful.
Yeah, there's a little boy in it who is very clearly disabled in a wheelchair, cannot walk. His parents are like, oh my God, can't walk. Our son.
They're sad because, yeah, like, you know, you cannot be happy with a child who's in a wheelchair.
Of course not. Why would you ever think that you could be? So rude of you. And because our deaf girl, who actually isn't deaf, that was also another part, but whatever. She's like healing the town. She can like touch people. Ah, healed. Miracles.
And then like everyone falls to their knees and like,
yeah, and so when she like is walking up to the little boy to like heal him or whatever, she just like looks at him and she's like, do you believe? And he's like, I don't know. And she goes, do you believe that you can walk? And he's like, but I can't. And she's like, if you think that you can enough, you can. And he's just like,
I don't think that's how that works.
He's also like 7, and she just kind of like bullies him into standing, and then he starts walking, and then everyone starts crying.
As you do.
Oh, and then by the end of the movie, because of things that happen, he has to be disabled again. And they leave him. They leave him while the building's burning down.
The building starts to burn down, so everybody gets up to run, and the kid gets up to run, and he can't get up to run.
It's so messed up.
And so he falls to the ground. It's not funny. But
his parents leave him.
On the ground.
Yeah.
They never want it.
Building burning down. He gets saved by somebody else.
They're like, shit, our son's disabled again. We don't want
him. Yeah, they don't even turn around and see if he's good. Like, what?
They just left him. So yeah. I would recommend seeing it.
Yeah, recommend it.
So we got the kids' popcorn meal.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Also, our theater, like, they've upgraded it since the last time that we've been, because it's been, what, since, like, COVID? They're only open on the weekends now, and there were only, what, like, 2 other people in there with us?
Yeah.
But they upgraded it to where the seats are, like, reclining seats, so now they're fancy.
Yeah, you can, like, kick back and relax. Yeah. And then the seats.
I feel like some people have done...
Yeah, because the seats in the very front are, like, a couch, and they don't, like, have an arm in between them.
Yeah, and because nobody's, like, going in there because of COVID, like...
Yeah.
I very much feel like there were times
where you would be alone. Do you remember when the 50 Shades of Grey movies came out, and, like, people were bringing, like, cucumbers and stuff to the movie theater?
That's something that I didn't want to know about.
They were. Sorry to, you know...
That was rude.
Sorry. I didn't mean to ruin everything.
You did, though.
Any other news that's happened?
Derek Chauvin's case is still going on.
Yeah.
But we can hope that he gets the guillotine. I'm going to manifest the guillotine for him.
Me too.
Whoever the judge is, which, sorry, I don't know everybody's names that's happening in it, but whoever it is, I hope that he realizes, or she realizes, that they're very much having their Hamilton moment. Of what do they say in it? What history has its eyes on you, or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If they if they do not make the right decision, I think that they're gonna have to go into witness protection.
They're gonna have to call Medea up.
Yeah. But I don't think she's gonna answer the phone.
Well,
so
she's gonna be like, "Fuck you."
Yeah.
It goes straight to voicemail.
That's exactly what would happen. Yeah, that's still ongoing as of right now, which
did they already like decide what his sentencing is and are going back over it, or did they just propose a sentencing? Because I thought that they were saying that he was getting what, second degree murder,
third degree. That's what I thought, but apparently not. So
it's not decided on yet. Okay.
I don't know. Everything confuses me.
There's something new every day. It's been ongoing for what, like almost a month now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure.
We talk about it in my social problems class all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just sigh and just think about how dumb people are.
People are truly dumb.
They really are.
Nobody knew that by now. What else is happening?
I think that's it.
Yeah. I think that's also it. I'm trying to remember.
Today we're doing something a little different.
Mm-hmm, because it is finals week for you.
Me. Not for her. It's very confusing.
Yeah, she texted me. She was like, it's your finals week this week, right? Like, we can just, like, do something fun. And I'm like, no. I still have, like, 3 weeks of school.
We go to the same school.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like we're at different schools.
They just hate us.
So we're doing missed connections from
Craigslist.
And they are. They are something.
Something. We're just going to go back and forth on them.
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Go for it.
Just like heads up, these are disgusting.
I think that most of mine are like funny.
Oh, mine are like.
I don't think that all of them mine are disgusting. Like, sorry for burping in everyone's ears right then.
They enjoyed it. They sent us tips for it.
My cash app is.
I'm kidding.
I mean, if you wanted to.
This one is titled "We Saw Each Other at Asian Market." Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
We were both in the Asian market. You were very, delicious looking. LOL. You were tiny, petite, Asian. Remember me? Latina, also.
Cool.
What's that misconnection? I don't really want anybody to ever describe me as delicious looking.
Well, if we're, like, already married and stuff.
Yeah,
that's different. I'd probably laugh, though. I don't take things like that very seriously.
Like, if my spouse looked at me in the eyes and went, you look so yummy today. I'm like, excuse me, what?
Sorry, huh?
Also, like, I just don't know how to flirt with people.
Yeah, so I don't either.
Like, so I'm like, your eyebrows accentuate your face very
nicely. They're on your face.
There. What if we were more than friends? Okay, your turn.
Love that. Okay, Publix Deli. And then in parentheses, it says a location. Hey, I came in around 2:30 p.m. today, Saturday. We made eye contact a few times, even while you were helping someone else. You made me the best turkey sandwich. Tell me something about you and me. I'd love to chat more. That's it.
So, this one is called "To the girl who attempted a breaking and entering this morning."
Oh.
Hi, I'm the guy whose house you tried breaking into around 9:30 a.m. I'm not going to give the location. Our conversation was short. You only said, oh my gosh, as you saw me staring through the door of the blinds. Still, I feel we were made a good connection. Separated only by inches, the door and the two locks, you were trying to pick... I gave you 15 minutes to make a getaway. You're welcome, by the way. I didn't know if you were a professional crew, but please don't try to break into my house again. I'd hate to shoot you in your cute freckle face. However, if you're up for the legal encounter, I'm game. You know the one.
I don't know what to say back to that. Oh, the other day, that reminds me, I was at Walmart getting my things, and I was walking back to my car, and I love a bumper sticker. They're either the worst things that make me just automatically go, oh, you're the worst kind of person ever, or they're very funny, or they can just be, like, that brand of, like, cute things. People just have, like, a little dog sticker on the back. But I saw one the other day, and I was going to take a picture of it, but the guy was, like, standing outside of his truck, so I couldn't. I was on a truck. Which I think when I tell you what it says, that won't be surprising. He had one sticker, says, like, I love guns. That's all it said.
Mm.
Fun font. And then another one said something about, ammo's expensive, don't expect a warning shot. And I was like, what an odd way to tell everyone that you're poor, you know?
Right. There's this guy who I have the social problems class with, and we always park next to each other. And he has a sticker on his car, and it's the word peace, but it's spelled out with guns. So...
There was one of those that I saw at, where were, I almost said the name of the restaurant. I was at a restaurant, I was outside going to go pick stuff up, and, there was a car parked outside, another Yeehaw truck had the American flag stuck on the back of it.
Is that offensive to the American flag? I feel like it goes against flag code.
Look, there are some people that have their Trump flags higher than the American flag. And I am not a flag expert, but I know that the American flag is supposed to be the one on top. That's all I'm saying. Flag experts call in. So he had a sticker on his back window, and it said MAGA, right?
Yeah.
But the, like, letters had pictures on the inside of them. There was, like, there was one that was, like, beer cans and, like, Trump's face and stuff like that, you know, and a boot. And guns and stuff, so I haven't ever forgotten that sticker.
As everybody knows, I work in a Christian craft store.
Yes.
And so this person came in to get something put into a frame at said Christian craft store. They were Trump bucks. They were 2020 Trump bucks. They had Trump on them, and he spent like $100 to get these things framed. And I was like, what an odd way to say I'm a loser.
Get his neck.
Speaking of Christian craft store.
Oh, yes.
Saw you. Oh, shit.
We're going to have to put you on a list. I'm going to have to put you on a list because now we're going to have to figure out how to cut that out. It's going to get cut out because we've done it before. It's going to get cut out, but Olivia literally just said the name.
Queen of doxing myself.
Literally. Ma'am. You can't keep making me work extra. Anyway, continue.
I saw you in Christian craft store. Small, petite, sandy hair. You were the young, thick lady with long black hair. If you see this, hit me up. I would like to have fun with you.
Oh.
I said, what kind of fun?
If your hair was long, I would have thought it was about you. Olivia's just falling in my floor now.
When I accidentally doxed myself.
Yes.
Oh, okay. God.
Ladies, warmer clothes. I just want to thank the ladies I see in their skimpy clothes revealing more skin. Would you please be nice enough to send me a photo of your most revealing outfit? It would be appreciated if you reveal more than you would in public. That's it.
This one is black wood needed.
Okay, if you're not an avid Misconnections reader or listener, they use words that will not get your post removed. Mm-hmm. So you're just read between the lines whenever you, yeah.
I've misplaced my black wood that goes into my rear of my hairy white deposit slot. I'm free to meet for the serious to make a masculine deposit.
Oh.
Just send me a picture of your wood piece.
Oh. Yeah. Why did he have to specify hairy?
Some people are specific.
Are some people into hair? Oh, James Charles is in hair.
Oh, yeah. He's like, send me a picture of your armpit or I will...
Yeah, and there was one of those where he was like, do you even grow body hair? Like, that's what the Snapchat said. Mm. He was asking about body hair. Is hair a fetish?
I think anything.
I'm not big on the fetish game.
Speaking, I'm just, like, hairy. This is what made me think of it. Oh, my God. We're getting a Tinder bio real quick right now.
Okay, that's fine. This is all over the place. You docked yourself. You fell on the floor. The way that this episode started.
It's They're like, this is the
that's
worst.
What's happening.
Like, worst episode yet.
Maybe it'll be our most famous one.
Right? Anyways, so this guy said, if you like gay porn and straight guys who are... okay with being friend zoned, well, we'll probably get along. Very kinky, kind of beta. I don't know what that means.
If you like straight guys that like gay porn?
If you like gay porn and gay straight porn. Guys who are okay with getting friend zoned.
Okay, is he looking for women or men, or you don't know?
Well, it was online. Like, I'm a womb.
Yeah. I'm just confused about, does he like to watch gay porn?
Yeah.
So does whoever he's with, he wants them to watch gay porn?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a very specific audience you're looking for.
So I swiped right on him.
Yeah.
Of course.
Why not?
I said, interesting. Because, you know, I don't use this app for dating anymore.
It's just for fun. It's entertainment now.
Yeah. He sent me a message and it said, Olivia, how's Tinder life going for you? Side note, you have perfect eyebrows, LOL.
Thank you.
He said, I know. But, yeah. So much to think about.
Yeah. My next one is we had to do a little decoding on MBM, which is what, Married Black Man?
Yes.
Yeah. MBM, missing my daytime release. Nice looking, skilled, and underused huge piece of meat. Missing that intimate release in a sexless marriage. I'm missing a non-judgmental female who might be in the same situation. That's it. That's all I got. Wow.
Okay. That's something. I feel like this episode's going to be shorter than our normal episodes.
We can just keep finding things to talk about.
We'll just
keep reading them and reading them and reading them.
Ones we haven't seen. We have editing to do in this one. I'm so sorry. I really didn't mean to. That was funny. Okay, so I have another one. I'm trying to pull it up. I want to clean pipes. Okay. Looking for a curious guy that needs his pipes cleaned. Not looking for anything in return. Please, no one over 50. Send stats and pick.
Ah, okay.
That's it. What?
If anyone wants to reply to that one.
Right.
My next one, they're not really looking for someone. I don't know how to explain this, okay? Because it makes no sense, okay? The title is, My Taste Be Dependent on You.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, arrive on, dude. There's not been a proper real girl looking for some action on here since Trump was still shooting people on TV. Only thing you're going to find listed below are Android replies, plus the feds trying to entrap people. You really need to stop eliminating your time and efforts or risk being taken for. That's it. What?
What? English is my first language. Granted, not good about it. Think about recruciated or whatever.
Yeah, throwback.
Throwback. Yeah, that literally made no fucking sense. Not.
And it just ends. I'm like, I don't.
It really click. It really feels like he just clicked predict.
Whoa. Predict type. Yeah.
So this one's called Farting in the Produce Section.
I cannot.
You were the hot brunette with curves that farted near the produce this weekend. I was a tall guy next to you and looked over and asked, was that you? You quickly replied, no, it wasn't me. He almost seemed insulted. I would ask. As the stink grew, you continued to deny your flatulence, but it was evident. I tried to get rid of the stench by waving a couple loaves of bread.
Oh.
But you proceeded to storm off in an angry manner. You are beautiful, even though you are a liar and a fart like a Clydesdale. I would love to meet up with you.
Okay. This next one is very short, okay. But I really enjoyed the title, and I do have questions. I dropped my mask in your pants.
What?
That was really fun. Wouldn't mind doing it again. Let me know what we did. That's it. That's all.
I want to know if, like, anybody has found, like, a misconnection. Like, do you think you've had someone write a misconnection about you?
I can only hope.
I'm
going to have to start checking these regularly. I could be missing out on someone.
Right, just...
I feel like there's a certain brand of person that uses Craigslist, like, seriously and not, like, as a joke. And I don't think I would want to meet those people.
My brother, who lives in not the Georgia, mm-hmm. He lives in North Dakota, his buddies put on Craigslist that he had a donkey for sale, and they put his phone number... kept getting calls from people asking me if they could buy his donkey.
So does he have a donkey or not?
No.
Okay. It was just a little fun prank.
I guess it's how boys bond.
Oh, so I should do that to you? Okay. Specifically a donkey.
Yes.
Well, maybe I can find another fun animal. I'll think of something.
What would be a fun animal? Just like have in your house.
A liger?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be dangerous though.
I mean, we can call it Tiger King. I'm sure you can give us some tips and tricks.
Look at where he is. I don't know.
What about Carol Baskin? She was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. She killed her husband, so.
Whacked him.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it went. You know.
Did you know that? I don't want to incriminate myself. Anyways.
Because you haven't already done that.
Pigs are like the best way to dispose of a body because they eat everything.
Yeah. Isn't there that one,
pig farm killer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he didn't feed the pigs some.
I thought he did.
No, he like crushed the bodies up in like the pig pork making thing.
Oh.
Like also hid the bodies around on his farm.
I feel like there's one where he was feeding people to pigs.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Imagine like accidentally eating human.
No. That's all. Oh, I did see that one TikTok of the girl that was like, because,
yes.
You know, there's those trends about like, tell me your ex was crazy without telling me your ex is crazy.
Pay your power bill.
Oh, thank you. I will. I will when we are done. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But the girl was talking about that she used to date this other girl that was like crazy and like seriously mentally ill. And one day she got home, from like work or something? I sent it to you. And she was like, made you pasta. Love you. And she was like, kind of tastes weird. Like, what's in it? And then she just like, her girlfriend like pulled up her leg and like showed her that she had like cut off her skin and into herself and like made it in the stuff.
That's like why when works have like potlucks and people like bring their own food. I'm like, no.
With peace and love, no.
I said,
absolutely not.
Like, I don't know what their house looks like. What if you like scratched your butt and started cooking?
That's usually how I cook, so. You eat here.
Marissa and I are great chefs.
Yeah, we are. There's some ice chewing for you.
ASMR.
I realized I was doing it and I was like, let the people hear it.
Let us continue with it. Do you have any more? I guess we could find some more.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the title that I read to you before it started. It says, your butt cheeks clapped. It was a wonderful sunny day as I strolled up to the hop looking to get a tasty vegan shake, but the real snack was already in line when I arrived. I first took notice of your vibrant dress and how well you matched your friend's outfit in her amazing pinstripe pants. I became mesmerized by you. From your barefoot attitude to your beautiful blonde hair. You made your order, and I couldn't help but give you my full attention as you ran all about the area. And that's when you jumped off the curb, turning around and shouting about your butt cheeks clapping. Very funny. I blushed for sure. Your friend knew I heard what you said and could tell you I had your full attention. Once you received your ice cream and your friend asked you to go to the car, that was the last I saw of you. By the time I obtained my delicious orange creamsicle cashew milkshake and your friend left the parking lot, I regretted not coming up to you and introducing myself. It's difficult to meet people in the pandemic, and I need to take my chances when they present themselves, especially when I love the energy you're putting off. So, if you know who I am and want to meet, I would really enjoy that. Send me an email saying what color you're wearing so I know it's you. We can start as COVID pen pals if our personalities mesh. We can see where it leads. Much love, my blonde, barefoot, butt-cheek-clapping queen from blank.
I love that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
This one is called Blonde-Haired Female in a Wheelchair.
Okay.
You were wheeling it.
I can't. Okay. Uh-huh.
To your PT cruiser in the parking lot at City Medical Center on Friday, April 9th at around 1 p.m. I would be so honored to take a ride.
On the wheelchair? Her in the PT cruiser. He throws her out of the wheelchair. He's like, I'm just here for the chair.
So this is off subject, so off subject, but my brain was thinking about it and I meant to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, it's about Teletubbies. So that's like
good. Good.
A girl I work with, uncle, voiced the vacuum cleaner.
No way.
Yes. He's like a famous actor in London.
That's such a fun connection there.
I know.
A missed one.
Yes. Because I was like, I just had a recollection because someone brought up Teletubbies. I don't know at work.
Probably you talking about the movie. Probably. Mary being the sunshine baby.
Yes. Okay. And my mind got blown for a second because they're called Teletubbies because they have televisions on their tummies.
Oh.
Telly. Because it's a British show. And British people call it a telly.
Do they? That's how they say it? We're losing everyone from the UK today. They left.
Fuck that bitch.
They hate us.
Go back to school.
They hate us.
They're like, have a lockdown at school, you cunt.
Exactly.
It's okay. America's worse than Britain. You guys really got me.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, sorry. Yeah, I think it's your turn. Do you have another one? Do we need to?
Yeah, I have more.
Okay, cool. Go on.
Bag boy at Publix. And then it says the location. You used to work at the Publix on blank road up until a few months ago. And I used to pick you up and bring you back to my place and give you head. You were 19, tall, and thin, but your cell phone isn't working anymore. If you see this, send me a quick email with your picture so I know it's you.
Oh my god. What? Okay, I'm trying to find where this one starts. Sorry, I'm so sorry. Why is this not working?
Was that a Blues Clues impression?
Sure.
They have good.
I had a voice of Blues Clues.
Didn't know I was in the midst of a celebrity.
That's like Marissa and I's favorite thing.
We go in public and we're like, do they know that we're famous?
And we're like, do they know? No, it's okay.
It's not okay. I'm about to start pulling like a 2010 Justin Bieber everywhere I go.
Pee in things?
I'm going to pee in public so much.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. Because he could. I mean, what was going to happen?
I was about to say, never mind. I'll tell you the joke after.
Okay. Okay.
Well, it was a TikTok.
We're getting canceled today.
It was a TikTok, and this guy was like, who's your favorite lesbian?
Justin Bieber. I saw that.
It was like, the girl was like, give me some time to think. And the guy was like, and then he's like, so who's your favorite lesbian? And the girl was like, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, Ellen DeGeneres, and Niall Horan all look alike.
Just shave their heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, why does Ellen always look like she's crying?
Well, she should be.
She's awful.
So, yeah.
Okay. On my way back to the counter, my heart thumped in my chest like an angry judge's gavel, and our future, flickered in my mind. But when I reached the stool, you were gone. No phone number, no note, nothing. As strangely as our union begun, so too had it ended. I was devastated. I went back to, probably the name of a bar, can't pronounce it.
Okay.
Every day for a year, but I never saw you again. Ironically, the torture of your abandonment seemed to swallow my self-loathing, and the prospect of unaliving myself was suddenly less appealing than the prospect of discovering what had happened in the restaurant. The truth is, I never really stopped wondering.
So, were they, like, on a date beforehand, or they were just in the same restaurant?
They were just in the same restaurant.
So, why would she leave a note?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Mine's also about a restaurant. The title is Extra Limes at the Restaurant. There's also a lot of winky faces in this, so just imagine every couple of sentences there's a winky face, okay? Long shot by far here. Was at a local restaurant Friday last week, maybe 2 p.m.-ish. Saw you come in just after me. Nice smile. Yeah, I could even tell through the mask. I wanted extra limes with my meal. I needed to get out of there in a hurry. And told the cashier I was fine with the one. You were at the condiments bar? Sounds funny typing that. You handed me 3 wedges of lime told me to have a nice day. I'm sure I checked you out and noticed no ring. Me not bright enough to just ask for your name and number? Would love to hear from you.
Like, how?
That's it.
I just, like, don't know how you go on there and you're like, this is about me.
I'm going to start going on there weekly and be like, all of these are written about me.
Wow. They're like, you had eyes and some hair and you were walking in the street. You were beautiful and I just want to be your husband.
It doesn't even have the name of the restaurant.
Isn't it kind of funny how it's all men posting on here?
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me.
I wouldn't reply to one of these even if they had a picture of my face on this and we're like looking for you babe, I'd be like, well, it's not happening. You're not finding me.
Absolutely not.
But I'll look at it for fun. I'm not gonna reply.
Me either.
Too scared.
This one is just kind of sad.
But this listing doesn't even have the restaurant name, so how would you...
It could be anybody.
It could literally be anywhere.
Also, like, why not go on a dating app to look for sex? That's what I get from my dating app.
That's not what you get from your dating app. You get content for this podcast for your dating apps.
Yes. Long lost buddy. This one's kind of sad. We were good buddies back in the day. Used to hang out, watch football and golf, and talk about whatever came up. We'd like to get together again if you were free this weekend. I said he lost his friend.
You should put your friends on a leash.
Like your children.
Yeah, you've got one on. You're never far away, though. I know where you are. Don't worry. Except for the other night. When I woke up the other day. I have to get up early to go to clinical. I'm talking 4 a.m. early. And I got up, and I have a text from Olivia's mom. And it was from like 11:30 the night before. I was already asleep, and I opened it. I was very confused that your mom texted me. And then she's like, do you know where my girl is? And then she clarified. She's like, this is, by the way. And she, like, said her name. I was like, first of all, ma'am, I have your number saved. You're like, don't think I wouldn't. And then I texted Olivia. I was like, did you disappear last night? Because if Olivia is not home and in the bed by 11:30, something's wrong.
Right.
Something has gone wrong. And so then I was like, oh, she's dead. But then I looked at your location. It said it was at home. And I was like, oh, well, maybe she's not. But then my brain goes, what if it's just her phone at the house and not her body?
You're laying in bed sweating.
I was like, we have to microchip Olivia. That's what we have to do.
You're like, get that bitch a leash.
That's what we're going to have to do.
Hey, girl.
Jinx showed up.
How are you?
You just want to sit?
She doesn't communicate like Bandit does.
No, she doesn't.
That's okay, though.
That's not her way of communicating.
She purrs and makes biscuits.
She's very good at making biscuits. She has long, hard shifts at the biscuit factory. That's how they pay for their treats.
Do you know what sounds so good right now?
Biscuits?
Red Lobster.
It does.
Biscuits. I don't trust Red Lobster seafood.
Oh, yeah, no.
Not to be, like, controversial, but...
I think that that's the opinion across the board. I'm just here for the Cheddar Bay biscuits, and then I'll get out.
You're like, I gotta go.
Gotta go. Okay, your turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait, or is it mine? Maybe it's mine. It's mine. Read about the friend.
Oh, yeah.
Sad friend. Mine is short. It says, looking for Greg.
Oh, God.
And in parentheses, it says Floyd. Experienced guy looking to help Greg with a full load of wood. Helped him in the past. That's it.
This one?
So the Greg's out there, please reply.
Greg is a very common name. Yep. Do you remember Old Greg YouTube video?
Old Greg? Do you mean Onision?
No.
Oh. What?
I'll have to show you.
Greg. Okay. I probably don't know.
It's like a swamp thing.
No, it's a Shrek.
All the Shreks are on Netflix.
And Hulu. I looked the other night just for you.
That's real friendship.
Yeah, all of them all are on there.
Even like the, you know, in the second
the one. Shorts and stuff.
Yeah, like with Simon Cowell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Amazing.
This is called Chess Player Wanted. Old fashioned wooden piece chess. No plastic. Enjoy the quiet of the game and feel the wood, not plastic. If interested in a relaxing game, let me know.
I can't tell if this is sexual or not.
I can't tell if...
Is chess like a little you know, little secret code for something.
That's what I was wondering. Because, like, what is a secret code?
Is it?
Is it a secret?
I thought everyone was really into lumber.
Yeah. Everybody's woodworkers.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm confused.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I just thought of this. You know how I don't know if it was last week or the week before last. We had that guy who's messaging me on Instagram.
Yes.
And excessively. Too many messages. Yeah. I'm not going to read it here because you can go back and listen to our other episodes. Get our plays up, baby.
Yep. Please.
And if you're British, I'm sorry. Please go back and listen. I promise I love you.
They're gone already.
They left.
They left.
But he messaged me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Oh, he found your Facebook.
He found my Facebook. Like, made a
Facebook. To message you.
He made a Facebook to message me. Look, this is like. It doesn't even have a profile picture, but that's his name.
What is wrong with him?
I don't know, but I think I need to, like...
Men need to stop.
I need to call Madea.
He said, I gotta get in this program. Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you're remembering me.
Yes.
But text me when you can. I need to talk to you about something.
About what?
I leak his phone number.
No. I'll text him.
It was a joke. Do you want to?
I will.
Okay.
What should I say? Like, hey, this is Olivia. You had to talk to me about something?
Do it.
Should I really?
Yeah, live on podcast right now. There's his number.
Is he gonna, like, kill me?
I don't know.
Let me download one of those texting apps.
Okay.
Oh, I love us. Doing an activity.
Do you remember when we downloaded texting apps trying to get
free DoorDash? Yeah. Yes.
By the way, they're too smart for that. Yeah. So.
Unfortunately. That's so upsetting. We're installing it.
I don't remember this man. I don't think
that you know him.
I don't think so either.
Like, I hate to break it to you. I don't think that you know him.
I've just, like, blocked out so much of my past. Like, I'm like, did I know him? Should I tell him? No, I shouldn't tell my story at work yesterday.
At work yesterday? No. Oh, no. No. Probably leave that one out. Oh, wow. I downloaded a free texting app.
And now it's
and it says $13.99 a month. Start a free 3-day trial. No.
No.
That's not what I wanted. We're trying, okay? We're trying. If you can hear the app store, she's dinging.
I saw that message. I was like, he's probably like, because he, oh, and then after I read all the messages on the podcast, I went to go back to look at them, and they were all, like, you know how you can unsend messages on Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
They were all unsent.
Oh, really?
I said, interesting. Even his penis pic.
Oh, darn. It's really upsetting.
How disappointing.
I'm having to make a whole account just for you. I love that for us.
I do, too. You can just say, hey, it's Olivia. You messaged me on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And then we'll wait and see.
Whoa. Let me turn this off.
I was about to, like, read his number out loud. I'd make you do more editing.
Ugh, wow. Okay, hold on. How do I do this? Am I dumb?
No, sorry. I had a hard time setting it up, too, when I was trying to get free DoorDash.
Okay.
Okay.
It says enter, too, and then it says names here. Let me just see his phone number. Okay. Let me see if I can do it like that. I love us.
Yeah. Intermission time.
What else do you want
to talk about?
Oh, I almost said it. Okay. I got to stop. I'm literally being you right now.
I know. How many... We play a game. How many times has Olivia doxed?
That could be a drinking game at this point.
Right. You probably basically know where I live at this point.
He probably has your full address and social security number at this point.
Did you know you can, like, just pull up people's, like, addresses online? Like, if you just look up their name, that makes me nervous.
I've done it.
I have, too.
Not with the intention of going to somebody's house, but just for...
Just to see how far away they are from you?
Not to see how far away they are, but just to see where they are.
I have a bump on my leg that looks like Harry Styles' third nipple.
I love that.
I sent it to
Marissa. It's sent. We'll see what happens.
It does. But I sent it to Marissa. And
if he replies by this next one, maybe he'll reply next episode. Maybe he'll get left on a cliffhanger. And you'll have to come back.
It'll be spicy.
It will be spicy. Okay. My next one is really short. It just, the title is JoJo. says, what happened? Did I say the wrong thing? I really enjoyed talking. That's all.
This one is, I'm so sorry. Also, a lot of times on, like, Tinder, there'll be guys that are like, I'm a massage, or come get a massage
therapist.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. That. No, you're not.
I hate that. I hate it.
Hey, I'm going to give these people different names. Because
okay. Why?
Good point. They posted it online for everybody to see.
Well, I was just wondering if, like...
No reason.
Oh.
I was just like, oh, no. I already doxed us so much.
I mean, but you literally said your place of employment earlier, I so...
Oops. Hey, Marcus, it's Juliana from chat. I had a very difficult time chatting because he stopped going to work. But all good now. I notice you...
Mm-hmm.
Can these people type?
No, most of these you have to like figure out what they're saying.
Excuse me, but all wow. good now. And notice your Night Woke account wasn't up anymore. It's okay. Call me now, so I make sure it's during the daytime. Smiley face.
Oh,
maybe we're just like stupid. I mean, I am.
I am for sure. Some of these you can tell when they're like fake.
Yeah,
you know. I'm going to Google and see if there's any, like, famous ones that I know will...
Look up people who've met up, who've, like, found misconnections.
Do you think that there's going to be anyone? There's got to be at least one person, right?
At least.
Hmm. Oh. Okay, this one's fun. Big knife, cute smile. I saw you yesterday as I was walking through Clipper Mill. You were talking to someone in a car, and when you turned around, you had a huge, sharp-looking, I don't know, Bowie knife? You put it away pretty fast. I wouldn't say we had a moment or anything, but I really wanted to stop and ask about it. So, what's with the knife? That's all.
I would never ask anybody who pulled out
what's
a knife.
What's with the knife?
What's with the knife? No, just not something I would ask.
There's a book by Sophie Blackall. Mm-hmm. I think that's how you say it. Misconnections. The art on the front is fun.
Oh.
They're on an airplane.
Cute.
No mask, though. I'm kidding.
How rude. Sometimes I see, like, old pictures, and I'm like, they're not wearing a mask.
Not wearing a mask. Oh, I've been watching Jersey Shore, and all I can think about, I keep thinking, like, why doesn't anybody have a mask on? But it's like, oh, yeah, these were filmed in, like, 2008. Also, first of all, there's so many things that happen in that show that I didn't realize as a child, because, you know, when you're a child and you watch Jersey Shore, and there's, like, very problematic things that they make comments about all the time. There's, like, many episodes where they're kind of making fun of Dina or, like, acting like she's weird or something because she said one time that she was bi, and then one time her and Snooki got really, like, blackout drunk and were just making out all night. And everybody was acting like they were disgusting. Not a fan of that. Also, they just straight up film domestic violence between Ronnie and Sam all the time. Like, it's straight up domestic violence and you guys are just filming it and nobody's stopping
it.
Nobody says anything. Yeah. But whatever. It's fine. He seems like not a great person. Not to have a hot take on that one. I'm pretty sure he's been to jail for domestic violence, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, since all of that. Which he should have gone to jail multiple times during filming of that. But
right, but they're like, this is a whatever. Good show. Also, I kind of stan Snooki.
Me too. Honestly, I do.
She really got her life together.
Since then, yeah, she's, she's a girl boss now.
She is.
She is. Okay. Okay. What's the next one?
Did he text you back? Sometimes you have to go on the app to see.
Did he?
You don't get a message.
I don't know. Boom, 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 boom. No.
How rude of him.
Oh. It is rude.
Okay.
It's so rude.
Let's see. I'm trying to find another one.
They're so hard to come across.
Right.
Some of them just aren't very good, and some people are using the website to just like have people come and do things for them.
I'm so sorry. I clicked this one. I have no idea what it says. I was just scrolling through the thing. The title of this is this first off, if this is like offensive, I don't know if this word is offensive.
Okay.
So like if it is, I apologize.
Okay.
But it is the title of this. It is called Dwarf Needed for Canoe Trip.
Can you read the rest of it, please? Why? Why that specifically? Do they explain?
I don't know. Let's read. Looking, okay. Oh, my God. Yes. Looking for a dwarf for a canoe trip this Saturday. It started as a joke between friends about me bringing a dwarf, but I'm still one to surprise everyone. So you must have a good sense of humor. I'll supply beer, granted you're 21, and food all day. A group of 30 people are going to, and it's great group, guaranteed to have fun. I'll pay you $100 on top of that for free beer and food. So if you're looking to have a fun day full of less and beer, send me a message.
Inviting anyone anywhere because of a joke, probably not the best reason. Also, I think telling someone that they have to have a good sense of humor sounds like we're going to hate a crime on you a little bit while you're here, and you're just going to have to take it, okay?
I also, like, don't understand, like, the humor behind, like, midget. No, as midget is offensive. That is offensive. I'm so sorry.
So rude of you. Sure. I can't even believe you just said that.
I don't know what that's a proper word. I'm trying to think. Little people.
Little people. Continue your thought.
I don't understand why people are like, haha, funny. Let's, like, make them do crazy things on camera.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what if they, like, climbed into a suitcase and we, like, shipped them off?
Not shoot them off. I hope nobody's actually done that.
Yes, there's a whole YouTube trend about it.
There's a YouTube trend about putting people in suitcases and shipping them places?
Or, like, trying to, like, sneak them in to, like, an airport. Like, putting them in, or putting them in a box, and it's, like,
what
a challenge.
With people?
Everything.
Okay.
So they're white men, usually. Like, Logan Paul, kind of.
Oh. Has David Dobrik done it?
Probably.
Oh. Okay.
I just, like, I don't see...
Okay, I have another good one. Purple running pants, blank the area, for brunch. It says M4W. Is that man for woman? I'm guessing.
Probably.
Your derriere is a weapon of mass distraction. I was sitting downstairs in the only visibly eligible bachelor while you were waiting. I think you noticed me. If I'm correct, you slowly and casually worked your way up the stairs to give me a good look. I would destroy foreign lands and civilizations to have that ass. Let's start with dinner tonight. Make sure to describe me so I know it's you. They always give you homework at the end of these.
This one's called Hairless Guinea Pig.
Oh.
Hi, Craigslist. Small rehoming fees apply. I have two handsome sweet piggies. Uh-huh. Message me now. I'm going to say part of it, but I'm not going to put the numbers on it. A lone mom. Number, series of numbers, at gmail.com. Subject, put empty house.
What?
I don't know what that means. Are we talking, what kind of guinea pig are we talking about?
Is that like a code?
I don't know.
I hope that's not a code for something.
Because a hairless guinea pig.
Oh. But she said she has two?
Yeah. That's... But also her name is Alone Mom.
Hmm. That does sound like a burner Gmail.
Right.
If you're signing up for, like, serious things with that email address, Alone Mom. I love that.
Also, I don't think there isn't really a such thing as a hairless guinea pig. They're called skinny True. Pig, or a skinny is an almost hairless
skinny bird. Pig?
Yeah, they're called skinny pig.
So what? Are the other ones fat pigs? That's messed up.
They look like,
I don't know how I feel about that one. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that one.
Me either.
So sorry. Some of these are like, or they're not even like missed connections. They're just people saying like their age, what they look like. Ah, he texted back.
What did he say?
Hey, did you work at the gas station between... blank and blank.
I have never worked at a gas station ever before in my whole entire life.
How dare you think I've worked at a gas station? I say that back. What should I say back?
No.
No. Anything spicy you want to add? Just no. Okay.
Be like...
Sent.
Be like, why did you send me a picture of your penis?
Do you want me to say that?
I said... I say, were you the same person from Instagram who sent me a pic of their penis when I didn't ask for it? AKA sexually harassed me?
Hmm. I love this. We're right at the end of the episode, we're starting drama. We're starting a fight. Oh, he replied back while I'm typing this out. Oh, okay. You single? That's all he said. Are you? Answer the age-old question.
Am I single?
Yes.
And?
And? Not ready to mingle.
We're leaving a lot of dead air. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, we just have to type.
Yeah. I said, are you the same person that sent me a picture of your dick on Instagram when I didn't ask for it? Wait for his reply. I like that he also thinks that this is a real phone number because it looked very fake.
What is it?
I'm not going to give out my fake phone number.
Can I see what it is?
But it does have like a plus one thing in front of it.
Oh, so does that
he
mean?
He said, no, LOL.
I said, are you sure?
What's your Instagram?
Because.
That's what I'm going to ask.
Wait, no, hold on.
Should I ask that? I like that she's literally holding the microphone in her mouth right now. That's so gross of you.
I'm so sorry.
I have to touch that thing later. It's not COVID compliant.
This is the same guy. He's lying. Send him a picture. This isn't really diss you. You say you unsent the messages, though.
Allow access. I'm really having to do this for you.
Say, this isn't you.
Can you just screenshot it and send it to me? So then he thinks it's from your phone.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, oh, really, sir? Because this is a very particular name. I like that we just started a fight with a man at the end of this. This is better content than the rest.
And make sure you preface that he unsent messages, because he did.
Yeah. Love that. He definitely did. His profile picture, he's riding a motorcycle. Just need everyone to know.
He's popping a wheelie.
Actually, is it a motorcycle or is it a dirt bike? Because those are very different energies.
I have no clue.
It's a dirt bike. Cool.
I'm trying to see if I screenshotted the messages from where he sent it to me so I can give him a date and time.
We're really giving people really good content.
They're like,
everybody's like, what is this episode? There's so many like breaks in speech here.
I'm trying to see it. I don't think I screenshotted it necessarily. That's okay. I have so many screenshots in my phone. Said I have my receipts prepared, ready for the day.
Yeah. He asked the same, like, particular question. Location also.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Really? This isn't you?
I literally don't.
Men are so stupid.
They are.
With peace and love.
He asked that, and the places that he's asking about, like, when he messaged you saying, like, are you from this place? Like, it's a very particular, small place, like near where we live, but it's not where we live.
Yeah.
And then when he texted here, he's asking the same question. Are you from,
How can he deny?
Caught you, bud.
Caught you in 4K, baby.
Yeah. Should have thought about that one.
I should have.
He's going to be like, I didn't send those. I wish that it was still there.
I do too.
It would have been really funny. I think that it would have gone so well.
I do too. Should I read my Tinder message while we wait?
Yeah.
Tune in for episode two.
You gotta listen to next week's episode, or if you're like really behind, you have to listen to the one directly after this to like catch up.
Right.
Because I'm sure that this is gonna be a whole saga. We're gonna break in between our normal like things next time.
Okay.
Be like, update, this is what he said.
Okay, so this guy sent me a message. It said, hey. And then Monday, March 22nd, he sent a message that said, wanna fuck? And then, like, 4 hours later, he sent a message that said, piss on my cock, mommy.
Oh. Does it get worse?
Yeah. And then he sent me a message that said, today he sent me a message that said, can I watch someone fuck you or join in a threesome? I'm into group play.
Oh.
I said, we really
It's very bold if you don't know if the other person is also into that.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you? But I feel like that's very, just assuming somebody's into that. I'm trying to get the fruit out of the bottom of my cup. You know?
Oh, yeah, we had it. Sorry.
Oh,
We got some Starbucks.
Yeah, it's the mango dragon fruit lemonade refresher. That's what it is.
Did they reply? No.
He said, "Yeah, that's me," but I didn't send you a pic.
You absolutely did. You absolutely did. I said, "Well." Say it was hard to tell if it was a penis. Pretty small. No. Is that too mean?
Mm. No, I think it would be funny. This isn't anyone's real phone number, so like, what is he gonna do?
We hear.
It's the FBI. Open up.
Okay, so tune in next week.
So sorry for whatever this was. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, we certainly did.
Yeah, I've had a good time.
I did too. Sorry for doxing myself,
Marissa. And we're going to have to freaking cut that out. Yes. Anyway.
So, email us at Creep Cafe. You know the drill. You're a fan.
It's in the bio. Ugh, it's down there.
Just read.